With school out, it can be tough for many parents who have children with autism. They need educational places to send their kids to during the day, but not many camps are equipped to deal with the special care that some of these kids need. WYPR's Scott Massioni explains how the B&O Railroad Museum in Baltimore is trying to change that with its low-cost summer camp catering specifically to children on the spectrum.
A chorus of hammers thump in a classroom at Baltimore's B&O Railroad Museum as campers drive nails into blocks of wood. Today's exercise is making handheld derby cars shaped like trains to race on a sloped track. The cars skid down, much to the delight of campers who are already running to retrieve their masterpieces. It's a regular day at camp here for about 15 children, aged 7 to 10. The B&O Railroad Museum has a handful of sensory and neurodiverse friendly activities throughout the year, but its summer camp is one of the more involved.
It is directed specifically towards kids with sensory issues.
Kelly Cole's the education director at the museum. Sensory issues often come with autism, ADHD, and OCD. Some children have trouble processing stimulus, which can lead to anxiety. The camp tries to take all of that into account. Camper Bash Worsley's 10 and said he's had a lot of fun.
We made tie-dye shorts, and we also made these little electronic bugs that when you go into the sunlight, they buzz around. And we also decorated water bottles, did science experiments. I also met my friend named Alex.
The camp's sponsored by Stanley Black & Decker, so families only have to pay $50 a week. There's always a wait list. Some other camps can cost as much as $500. B&O has a camper-to-counselor ratio of 3-to-1, which allows for constant hands-on instruction. Leanne Spear is an education specialist at the museum.
The challenge that comes with the idea of like a sensory-inclusive camp is everybody's sensory needs. So whether it's a workshop, a science experiment, an art project, we try to always have tools that can help us adapt it to individual needs, whether that's with gross or fine motor skills, language, whatever it is.
Kids and parents now board a vintage train for a short trip around the museum's track. 7-year-old Kylan Brown taps his mother on the shoulder as he presses his face against the window.
Yes, bud, what did you want to tell me real quick?
I think some animals.
There may well be some animals outside. Let me know what you find.
Kylan's mother, Kristen Brown, says the camp has made the summer much more fun than sitting at home.
So thrilled that we registered for it and he got a spot because he has loved every single day and it's been so refreshing to have the opportunity for him to just have a great camp experience where there's accommodations for whatever he needed. It was just, it was such a great change. Yes, bud.
Kylan is full of questions.
Why was that building the police?
Is that what it said on the sign? Oh, well, that must be some of the people who work with that building.
After the train ride, education specialist Leanne Spear gathers the kids to give out awards.
So Alex is getting the B&O Expert Award because he knows more than I do.
After a day filled with activities and awards, the kids finish up with some much-needed chill time with snacks and lounging in beanbag chairs until it's time to go home. For NPR News, I'm Scott Massioni in Baltimore.